Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing out there? The show that started it all. Today we're going to talk some Dodge stuff. A lot of people sent me this clip of this young man who's making a name for himself promoting horsepower, modern cars. Funny guy, got a good voice on him. And he put out a video talking about Dodge Direct Connection power packages for you know who we're talking about. Where are the packages? Where is Hellcat? You know, I always miss out on Hellcats and Trackhawks. I have no idea where I put Hellcats and Trackhawks.
Hellcats and Trackhawks.
So they got Timmy on the turn up. Basically ended up making power packages for
Hellcats and Trackhawks.
And you can get a filter with a thermostat, a tune, a pulley, and then some other stuff. Now, this was announced back in December. Okay, this was announced back in December of 2021. I'll read the article to you guys. But before we do that, say hi to the motherfuckers that are here. Today, we are giving away the last set of cookies for the month. Unless Oh My God Cookies wants to make a weekly giveaway, we can do that too. But let's not hold them to that. I hope their sales are kicking up every time we talk about their cookies. Today, one person will get three cookies of their choice. In my opinion, you should get the Double D, the YDBT, and the Nothing Better or the Butterfinger one that they got going on. It is so fucking stupid. Those three cookies are bad. The Tony cookie's badass too. But if you're asking me, you get the YDBT, the Double D, and the one with the Butterfinger on the bitch. So let's say hi to the people here. We'll read the article and we'll talk some shit because this is Talking Shit Tuesday. Bitch up. As always, we want to say thank you very much for the people that give me month. By the way, I think Parts Farm owes me money. So Parts Farm, hook a brother up with some money. If not, it'll just be Two Auto Solutions. So we'll see who pays their bill. But Two Auto is paid up. He pays on the first, just like welfare does. Alex Amory, douche did it, says. We got Brendan 50, EPA, Mr. Cookie himself. Melissa's somewhere around too, I'm sure. Eliza says for 50, Ron Lohenberg, D-Rock Fox, Wild Bill. I'm Hung Solo, JD Swag, Deuce. Michael Perez, Jared Wells, Juan Arturo Velez, Toledo de la pura pinche 956 a la verga.
956 a la verga.
We got Boost Lee Joe Jr. We got Griff Youssef, Mini Bike from Massachusetts, Robo Style, TJ Sikorsky, Griff, Darren Harper, Matt 2011. One of the more the old school, been around for a while. Him, Pat the One, JD Swag, YouTube Corrupt. All OGs, in my opinion. Evan Ross, Try Y Boss, 2 days in a row making it to the live stream, says Gregorio Ruiz, Fresh Pasteles and Fresh Pastelas. So the pastries are officially here. John Shoemaker, Josue Flores, probably a long lost cousin. 2000 MCR, Garrett Smith, Brian Cassette, Mini Bike, Madman, Pito, Chiquito, love that guy. Diego Flores, Ashton, Ron Lohenberg, Andrew, let's scroll all the way to the bottom, get the new guys. We got Boosted Coyote, Stiggy, it's 11 second. Eclipse, SVT Snake, Boosted Coyote, Daniel Mello, give me a dollar super sticker. Appreciate that. Rican 50, aka Yoda, says yo yo. Falcon Cuts, dude Cameron, Chris Buchaya, Mike Bravo. What's up, Mike Bravo? You gonna boost your shit or what, man? We finally got your truck shifting right, so we want to make sure we boost your shit. So let's talk about really quickly about what the whole Dodge thing is about. There's a good gentleman who's making a name for himself on Instagram. The kid, black guy, just does voiceover stuff. He's really good, really funny. I like what he's got going on. So this is what he shared not too long ago about the power packages from Dodge.
Dealer installed performance packages. So what this means is you can take your Hellcat all the way from stock all the way up to 885 horsepower, maintaining your factory warranty and 50 state emissions legal. This is ridiculous. There's three stages available. There's going to be a pre-stage, which is going to be a filter, a thermostat, and a tune. Then there's going to be stage one, which is going to be a pulley swap for the Hellcat, and there's going to be a race tune for the Red Eye. And then there's stage two, which is going to be a pulley swap and race tune for the Red Eye, having a highest horsepower rating of 885. Now, pulleys, tunes, and race gas isn't anything new to the aftermarket industry, but what's groundbreaking here is that these are going to come with warranty, so you can beat the ever-living dog shit out of these vehicles, and if something ever breaks, it can get warranty real quick. And also, they're going to be 50 states emissions legal, which means if I live in the most stringent place like California, New York City, I can still enjoy 885 horsepower as long as I have the race field to supply it. All I got to say is Ford and Chevy, you got to take some notes.
Exactly. So, Chris, yes, you give me a, I'll give you a follow back. Just got to remember. So, let's go back to the article of, let's see, what is the article from, let me see, SP Direct, something like that. It's called the StealthPower.com article. Okay, so the StealthPower.com article states in December 22, 2021, by Patrick Rawl. We have known for blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about the packages. Pre-stage packages, a thermostat and a filter with a tune. Then stage one is a pulley on top of pre-stage. So pre-stage, then stage one is pre-stage and a pulley. Then you do race gas on the final one. So the prices are pretty reasonable. Now, this is not offered by, I don't think, Chevy or Ford. And this is what I think is going to start making Ford guys and Chevy guys who still want to mod their car and keep something of a warranty. Guys, 800, I understand the Dodge is a boat. I understand it's a big, dumb car. I understand it is the sideshow attraction. It is just a great car to do burnouts in as, while you're comfortable driving. Like if you're driving in a couch, you cannot hate. I'm sorry, you cannot hate on a Challenger that is a big car, that like a red eye Challenger with 800 horse, pump gas. It's really difficult to say that that's not really, really attractive. So so pre-stage adds like nothing, right? Picks up like 5 horsepower. Both Hellcat and Red Eye owners pick up 5 horsepower with the pre-stage kit. And if it's installed by an approved power broker, remember back in the day, Ford had SVT dealerships. Remember the SVT dealerships? You can go to a SVT certified dealership. You can buy a Cobra. You can buy a Ford Racing package. You can buy Ford Perform. It was called Ford Racing, and they were Ford Racing dealerships. You can go there and buy, remember the 1995 Cobra R package where it was cylinder heads, exhaust, 373s. It was super cool. You can go to Ford, say, I want to make my car like the Cobra R. And they would sell you the parts to make that kit. And I thought it was really, really enticing. Like to this day, one of my favorite Cobra R's is the 95 variant, the white wheels. I think white wheels or gray wheels, but it was pushrod still. And I thought that was a really interesting way of doing it. Then you kick up to the stage one. If you own a 15 plus Hellcat Challenger or 19 plus Red Eye, if you have the pre-kit stage installed, you can go to stage one. This package builds on the pre-stage items, lifting the SRT Hellcat to $757,696. God damn it, 696 rear wheel torque. Shit. Red Eye climbs to 840 and 770. That's a total increase of 40 horse, 40 torque over the stock Hellcat. And the Red Eye picks up 43 and 63. My goodness. Wow, crazy. Then we have the last stage. Finally, and for now, we have the direct connection stage 2 package, which is currently only available for 19 plus SRT Red Eye. It adds the 317 Hellraiser, or they call it the Hellephant pulley, and unique engine tune. So a tune from a Dodge approved direct connection, whatever the fuck. Direct something, what's it called? Direct connection. 50 state legal, a tune. And it adds on, and it brings it up to 885, 787 when installed by Power Broker Dealership. This extra power comes with a factory warranty in place. And guys, with race gas, it becomes even more enticing. So that's what Ford and I know it is crank power. I get, you're right. I apologize. It's not rear wheel. It's torque. I apologize. They're measuring from behind the neck, but let's just say it makes 600 of it makes it to the rear wheels with a factory warranty. I understand they're measuring behind the neck, but with a factory warranty, torque is what's fun around the street. I get it. Horsepower wins races. I'm not going to argue with you there. But right now, if you want to hook up your Ford, what do you do? You got to go to like an HPJ, a Finish Line, a Midnight, a Aldo, but none of those offer dealer warranties. So if you're one of those guys, why do you think Roush is so was, because Gen 3 sucks for Roush. Why do you think the Roush supercharger was so popular? I worked at VMP and every day I heard someone talking out of the side of their neck because of the warranty effort. We'll do it live cookies every Tuesday, says Melissa. Melissa, the young lady, pretty much says we're giving away cookies every fucking Tuesday. That's it. The norm, the new norm. Every Tuesday, we give away cookies. What a girl and what a guy. He's hotter, actually. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Melissa's a good-looking girl, but fucking Mr. Lake, woof, the cooling was bouncing nice at leftovers. So now you're going to go out there, and let's say you want a warranty because you really don't want to play the game because you're going to think Roush knows what they're doing, so they're not going to – if anything happens, I have the dealer connection, the direct connection – package stage two. I don't have the pre-stage or the stage one. I have the stage two. And if anything happens to my motor with their shit, I'm covered. And that gives you a nice little cushion, a little warranty. Like remember the Callahan brakes, I want it written on the box because they give you that warm, fuzzy feeling that there is a warranty. Roush guys bought Roush blowers because Mustang guys bought Roush blowers because of the warranty. Every single time I saw a guy at Carlisle, I saw a guy at a car show, NMRA, Ohio, Bowling Green, whatever, they'd go, I want to dyno tune my car every single time. They get in their Roush Stage 3, they put it in, and it makes 600 rear wheel horsepower. And they go, wow, why did they advertise 700 horsepower? And I say, because they measure from behind their asshole, okay? They measure crank horsepower. They do not measure they don't measure rear wheel horsepower. To the rear wheels, 600 is about right for a phase two. For a phase one, high 500 was the norm. But that's why you have a warranty, because they're not out there stressing the shit out of the car. I will most likely never buy a new Ford again, says Matt, 2011 GT. If I get another Ford at this point, it'll be the 05 GT or a 12 Boss 302 Laguna. Exactly. Other than that, I'll be coyote swapping something. I've already said that to buy a new Ford is not worth it. To buy a new Ford is silly. 2020 is the last year of the glory years. Can we flash cars going forward? Yes, but I don't think you'll have access to the badass stuff that we have access to right now. You saw Junior, if you're part of the Lund Racing Group, you saw some of the stuff he's doing with Gen 2, stuff that nobody is doing. Maybe they're doing something similar, but the way Junior is doing it is completely different. I still say Gen 2 is King Daddy. Gen 3 is catching up quickly, but Gen 2 is still King Daddy. So if you want to buy a 2019, 2020 Mustang or something that's going to make power and you have the comfort of potentially having a warranty, well, the Dodge is the only one that offers it. Now, I am not a Dodge guy. I think it's a great car. It looks great. There's too many. Hellcats and track hawks. They got Timmy on the turn up in a blast. It's going to get stolen here. Okay. If I buy a red eye, if I buy a charger, if I buy a jailbreak, if I buy a 1320, it is going to get stolen. Channel support doing radar in school zones. Three valves are safe, says Mr. Jimmy Jams. So I think those days are over. So I'm going to look up the Cobra R package Ford Racing. Maybe there's an old like a 1995. I thought that was just so cool that Ford used to be able to do that, but they don't do that anymore. Let me see. What's the pristine Ford Pinterest? Like that's the only place you find these cars. The only place you find these cars anymore is here. But back in the day, and this car looks like an absolute nothing. But the young kids that maybe were 2 years old when this thing came out, and I was an old motherfucker already, they see this thing. And back in the day, you would be able to make or duplicate this car, a Cobra R, a 1995 Cobra R, and you'd be able to basically duplicate it based on the stuff that was available in the market. But they obviously don't have that anymore. SVT is gone. Ford Racing basically has disappeared. Tuning is gone. The ProCal device was a joke, was always a joke. And people ask us, how come Lund doesn't broker a deal with Ford? Plain and simple, Ford is not interested. Ford is not interested in working with any aftermarket tuner. Any. And if they are working with an aftermarket tuner like a Livernois or something like that, it's under what Ford wants them to do as opposed to what we think the market would like. And then you have the, let's just say the company EO, meaning the sticker that lets you do whatever you want, basically, and it falls under their umbrella. And if you were to get in contact, look, Roush has the blessing. I think Livernois has or had the blessing. And you're going to start seeing that people that have the blessing from Ford are able to do things, but not the cool shit like Dodge is doing. Imagine that. Fuck, that Cobra R is so gorgeous. I really liked the 1995 Cobra R. Call me crazy, but I really liked that Ford offered those packages. Cobra R packages, 1995. I want to see if there's like a catalog or there was like an image on the wall at Ford when you went to buy your brakes or we went to buy whatever, but there was a little brochure looking thing that gave you the ability to copy that. Man, I can't find it. If I could find that, if anyone can link me on the chat, right? Link me to the little brochure that Ford used to put at their dealerships in 1995 to duplicate your 95 Mustang GT into a Cobra R. Let me look up brochure. Brochure. I can't even type brochure. Let me see. And then I'll hit images and see if I can find anything. I thought that was such a cool thing. Is that it? Holy shit, maybe I found it. Let me see. Mustang Cobra R. Now, they used to be able to give you a complete layout of what to buy to make it that way. But anyway, if anyone can send me something on Instagram or something, I'd love to be able to show you guys what Ford used to do back in the day, and they don't do it anymore. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Am I wrong, or did Ford have performance packs too? They did. They did have performance packs, but they had the ProCal device, right? But then they worked with Whipple. Remember that? Remember when you used to get a Whipple 600 horsepower package, the old 2013 Ford Racing Blower package, right? This is what they used to do. They basically supercharger kits by Ford. Okay, so Ford Performance / Roush, they basically had Roush do their shit, but where is the old Ford Performance 624 supercharger kit twins 11 to 14 GT? Oh, look, it no longer carries the supercharger because it is discontinued. Look at that. It was called like the Whipple 2.9 was the big version. The Whipple 2.3 was a smaller version. And that's how I think the relationship between those two companies worked out really well. So think about it this way. They ended up saying, okay, Whipple, make us this blower. We'll private label this 2.3 and call it the 560 horsepower package. Then the 2.9, we'll call it the 610 horsepower package. You used to get a ProCal device and you could say, you know, 520, 6 something. And then Whipple on Gen 2 started offering their own front feed blowers, completely changing everything as to how the rotors are fed. And they really did innovate a pretty neat design, in my opinion. Back in 2015, everyone had Whipple blowers. Then the TVS stuff started really gaining traction because it was such a small displacement in terms of the blower size, but it was making great power based on the inlet designed by Roush and Justin and all them. So think of Whipple and Ford similar to how Justin at VMP had a relationship with Roush. They basically private labeled the blower that already existed and offered packages based on that. Ford GT40 heads with a B303 cabin. Ford Motorsport intake was a package available through the dealership, if I'm not correct. If anyone has those brochures left, I'd love to be able to hang them up and see them. They're one of those things that you'll never see again. You will never see again going to the dealership and buying headers. Yes, they sold Ford Motorsports sold headers. Ford Motorsports headers. They were shorty 1 5/8 headers. Oh, my Lord. Old school Ford Motorsport headers. Do you guys remember Ford Motorsports headers? I remember Ford Motorsports headers, and they were the only ones or one of the few that had a one-piece flange. Okay. So look at this thing. Talk about a throwback machine. Right. So this was available on Fox body. So between, you know, 79 and 93, if you had a 302, you could buy a header through Ford Motorsports SVO. Thank you very much, Darren Harper. That's right. You used to be able to buy in the catalog, the Ford Performance catalog, heads, cams, headers, tubular upper and lowers, which is like GT40 or whatever. Those days are done. Se acabó el party. 337 Speed says, can you break boost a centrifugal supercharger for roll racing? No. What? No. What? What are you break boosting, 337 Speed? What? So if you break boost a supercharger that the impeller speed is dependent on engine RPM, the impeller speed is based on engine RPM. What benefit do you have from brake boosting a blower? Come on. Beachmont Ford offers Roush packages with 36, but they offer a Roush package. Ford as a company doesn't offer Ford Motorsport anything. Coyote comes with full Moco shorty headers. What is a good power level? You won't easily get bored for daily driving. We've only said this 100 billion times. 650 is a nice power number. You see Midnight Coast to an 8.4 in the F-150? No, I did not see that. Most shorties we offer are actually CARB certified. For guys doing complete CARB legal kits, you can still get a little more sound and stay CARB certed, not a turbo. Best axle back for 19 GT. Who the what? Guy, you know, hey, Jake LaBella, I love you. These what's the best questions are fucking stupid. I think the best whatever is going to be different than what you think. Okay? It's just best axle back. For what? Borla attacks. Roush mufflers. Go ahead. And then don't complain about your cold start to me. Fuck all that. Alex, you think someone will make a kit to install the GT500 blower on GTs? I got into it with a guy in the groups about how it was a waste of time over what's available already. He's right, Ian Oz. Ian Oz, he's 100% right. What is the benefit of a GT500 takeoff over a rear feed TVS, over a Whipple? What's the bet over a Edelbrock? What is the benefit of a GT500, have you seen how restrictive it is? There is no benefit. He's 100%. Your friend, for the first time, is 100% right. I just landed in Tampa. What's good stuff out here? The best thing to do while you're in Tampa is get back in the airplane and go to South Florida because there ain't shit in fucking Tampa. What's the best way to catch AIDS? Right. Best way to catch AIDS. Best remedy for herpes. Rough makes the best sounding. Rough. Got it. Checking in late, but I'm here already and hit the like button. I love it. A Ford rep told me that Ford Performance is going back to Ford Racing. And I found some eBay posters for sale showing the Cobra R95 brochures. If you would like the links. Yes, presidential spam. Send me the links and we'll take a look. The benefit may be price point. No, because second shift racing, let's say you take off a head unit. What intercooler pump are you going to use? You have a head unit. You don't have the brackets. You don't have the standoffs. You don't have the hardware. All you have is a head unit. So now you have to engineer the front drive system to incorporate a 2020 blower, GT500 blower, into your GT. So what's that going to cost in time, R&D? Then you got to fabricate a heat exchanger, right? You're going to have to fabricate or use a VMP heat exchanger, which is like $700+. Maybe with inflation, it's now $800+. You got to get an intercooler pump, a tank, route that all properly. What throttle body are you going to use? Now you need to adapt a stock throttle body, a stock 80 millimeter throttle body, or you can't adapt a GT350 throttle body into the Ford Gen 1 control system, or you're going to have to find a Ford FRPP 90 millimeter, which sucks. It sucks. And you're going to put that in the... Dude, it's easier to get exactly what you... It's easier to get what's out there. His friend is 100% right. I live in Polk and Tampa does suck. Tampa sucks. There you go. Get on the airplane. Get the fuck out of here. Turvin can fab up a lower intake for it. Does anyone in the chat or Alex have a have like a guide for a fun any build but ready for boost when I make the move? Currently bone stock gen 2. Guys, I have a video of the best way of building an NA car on all generations. I made a video, a very detailed with pictures and everything and what parts to use and how much power to expect on NA builds. I did a whole video on that. I'm blown away that you guys don't reference that more. And I'm blown away that like 2 years from now, people will go, Alex, I never saw this video you made 16 years ago. And I'm like, I should just re-upload the video so you guys think it's new. I had a friend with the same mentality, tried to use a stock Hellcat blower for a scat, sold it as soon as he found out how much work was there to do. Sounds like my brother. Oh, I want to make a Proto J5 all-wheel drive. What are you even going to start with? How do you start? I don't know, but I can do it. Okay, here's $50,000. Make an all-wheel drive Proto J5. They wouldn't even know where to start. I have an 11 Mustang and SRT Challenger. I love the lightweight of the Mustang, but my Challenger is the best looking modern muscle car ever made, fun as hell. I agree. Someone said re-upload. Nah, I don't want to do that. It's already there. Alex, in your opinion, is there a lot of ET left in my 18? Friday, I ran a 12-0 with the 85 and an ET Street R, 2500 DA and a 186 60 foot. Yeah, absolutely. First of all, DA sucks. Second of all, your 60 foot probably sucks. Right, it's probably a 2.0 or a 1.9 or maybe a 1.189. Yeah, there's a lot left. You have to make it light, meaning take out seats, take out anything you don't need. Go on a cold day, get a. I mean, you're saying in the tune? No, she's done. In the tune, it's fucking done. Because if it's shifting at 7,500 RPMs, that's pretty much it. Have you seen the 400Z? Yeah, it's fucking whack. It's not going to be faster than the Supra. It's not going to be faster than the Mustang. And that's its competition. The 400Z or with a new Nissan Z is not quicker than the Supra that's currently out there. It's not quicker than the Mustang that's currently out there. It looks cool, but if it isn't as quick, it doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. Wasn't there a race of the 400Z versus the Supra? 400Z versus Supra versus Mustang GT? Yeah, here it is. How fast is the... Hey, look at this. And this is from Haggerty. Okay, let's Haggerty. Let's watch the race. Let's watch the race. Dude. Race results. Automatic versus manual Z. Nissan Aston Martin Vintage. Exhaust difference behind... Nissan Z right behind Supra. Okay, so let me see right here. Okay, so...
All that far.
Okay, so let me look at the race.
The Z's big issue is...
Oh, Jesus. It got fucking... Dude, it got drug. Dude, it got fucking drug. Look at this shit. You talk about the Z. This is the nice thing about YouTube, man. Just everything's there. But I remember seeing this race. And I'm like, all right, let's see this fucking shit show.
That's really not all that far. The Z's big issue is traction off the line.
Oh,
Michelin,
my Lord.
Michelin, Bridgestone. But it has launch control and it incinerates the rear tires when the launch control works.
So now we need to, now he's making an excuse that the tires are the issue,
which isn't all that often. It burns.
Oh my God. You're making an excuse. Sounds like Nissan paid you. Let me see. Where's the race? Here's the race. Let's just see the fucking race, bro. You're talking too much bullshit, bro. Here we go. Oh my God, there's a Mach 1 and the Supra's right. Ooh, look at that Supra. I think the Mach 1 takes it. Yeah, the Mach 1's got it. Mach 1's got better time, man. Not that far from the Supra, though. Oh my Lord. Boom, there you go. There's your results. Mach 1 noses out a Supra. Again, this is a very expensive GT, and it proves it right here. And the 400Z is way, 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 way in the back. So they could talk about traction all they want. Get to the point. In my opinion, the best Coyote exhaust is headers, high flows, H-pipe, and a Roush cat-back. You're a fuck. You guys, this is exactly why you can't listen to Admiral Peck about anything. He thinks headers, a high flow H, and Roush catbacks are the best sounding. You have absolutely eliminated yourself from having any credibility. Wow. How much horsepower can an NA14 GT get? 480, not 500. I'm saying the way stock, you'd have to do a lot of work to get 500 NA to the rear wheels. It's real difficult. Jeremiah Camp made like 480 something, 490. Now, if you have really exotic cams, if you have, look at Rami Zaidan's customer with a Boss 302, that's different though. It's not a Coyote, it's a Roadrunner, made like 520 with custom MMR cams locked out, Boss intakes, stock throttle body, PMAS cold air, E85 or Ignite 85. Made good power. So yeah, nothing crazy. Xander would have lost a race against the 400Z. See you tracking. Okay, here we go. Sent the link to your email. Gotcha. You sent the link to my email? Okay, let me see. So I'm trying to look for those brochures because those brochures are so fucking cool. And I get it. You guys don't give a fuck because, you know, this is old guy stuff. But those brochures that Ford had back in the day, nope, you don't, no fucking email, nothing received. A lot of people say they email me shit and nothing is sent. It probably goes to spam. Let me see. Is your shit in spam? Nope, no spam. Just a bunch of porn and spam. So sorry, buddy. Nothing there. Single tip GT500 mufflers are the best. Absolutely. Single tip 11 to 12 GT500 mufflers are by far the best sounding Gen 1 exhaust, period. What's up, YDBT? What's up, Coyote Fury? What's the best supercharger kit? Stop it. Anytime anyone says what's the best, okay. Anytime anyone says what's the best, I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna block you. Because we need to do a lot of filtering here. So the next guy that says what's the best supercharger, blah, 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 I'm gonna block you. Fuck it. Because I'm done having these guys on the chat. And if you joke around about it and I boot you, don't get mad. Don't get mad. Sounds like the majority of Mustang owners are loud as fuck is the best, right? Just straight pipe it with some cherry bombs, right? I had an FFE on my Boss and GT500 quad tips. Great combo. Way too technical talking for talking shit, but can you explain Lambda versus AFR? What is the difference? Benefits? Benefit? What do you mean a benefit? What do you mean the benefit? So AFR is air fuel ratio. So Lambda is basically air fuel ratio, but in a different value. And the nice thing about Lambda is no matter what the fuel is, the measurement is the same. At idle, Lambda should be 1.0. Wide open throttle, 0.85 Lambda is about 11.8, 11.9, because I think the formula is, I think it's Lambda times the air fuel, the stoic. So if you do Lambda times the stoic, then this should give you a roundabout now, okay? You guys are fucking psycho. You guys think everything I say is law. So if your car is 0.85 Lambda and the fuel you're using is a 14.0 stoic fuel, like pump gas, then 0.85 Lambda, you can kind of roundabout think, say it's an 11.9. If you're using 0.79 Lambda times a pump gas fuel, it's going to be 11.0. Now you're going to say 11.0 is too rich. No, 14.7 is what old school guys used to use for stoic for non-ethanol gasoline. So if you have 0.79 Lambda and you have like C16, well, you can say that's more about where it should be. But 14.0 stoic fuel that has 10% ethanol, that number changes. So in my opinion, Lambda is easier to read because it's universal across all fuels. Opinion on Camaro SS1 Elite, don't care. Who has a wetter pussy? Colombian women. Colombian women have by far the wettest pussy of any woman I've ever been with. Juan Coffee for Wheel says, I was reading an article today in reference to the scientists from Cambridge that found that collisions of tectonic plates drag more carbon into the earth than previously thought. Funny how the media. Imagine that, Coffee for Wheels, that Gaia herself is the main culprit for emissions? Well, let's think about this. How much in terms of emissions and carbon is spewed into the atmosphere when a volcano erupts? You can zero out the emissions of the planet, and I guarantee the motherfucker will still warm up based on eruptions, tectonic plates rubbing, everything. No, no, no. You got to let Gaia do her thing. The funny thing is when people say greenhouse effect, you know how, you know what greenhouses are actually like super lush and green because of the effect. No, we don't want that. Early morning channel support from Finland. Keep up the good work. What is going on with your profile pic, meme coach? It looks like an ass bent over. Alex, what's your deal? Mortgage B. I think you said you pay $25.99. I don't pay $25.99 here. It's barely over 2000 because of the two, only because I have two garages. If I didn't have two garages, guys, I'd be paying $1,600 to $1,700 a month for rent. It's not that expensive. But for me, I don't mind paying up to about $2,500 for a mortgage. I can swing that no problem. Lambda is easier to read and to tune with. Absolutely dud performance. Mother Earth is about to get a visit from the EPA. Imagine if EPA knocks up. Where would she go? Where would she go to complain about Mother Earth? I found a new on eBay, sent one link to your ID. Hopefully it's the one you're referring to. So let's do that. Let's go to Instagram, Instadick, Instathought. And let's see if this guy found the Ford Performance Ford Racing brochures. Oh, Chris Sipple. Perfect. No, I already found those too. No, I need the ones that show the catalog of what you can buy. Is there more photos? Let me see. No, that's not the one I'm talking about. The one I'm talking about had a bunch of photos of like what to buy to make your Ford Mustang into a Cobra R. So unfortunately, that one's not it. Dumb question. What's Gaia? It's Mother Earth. You don't know what Gaia is? Gaia is Mother Earth. How do you spell it though? G-A-I-A. Gaia. Earth. Exactly. Gaia is Earth. G-A-I-A. Gaia, bro. Gaia. You guys don't know about Gaia? You guys got to get out of the fucking house once in a while. A lot of you guys just stay in your own little world. Get out of the house once in a bit. Just getting off work. I'll tune in when I get home. Psych. It says Gaia. C6Z or 350. By far, the C6Z. It is not even close. Guys, I'm sorry. The 350 is a badass little ride, but it does not compare to the C6Z. I'm sorry. The GT350 is the best Mustang I think ever made in terms of balance, the right amount of power, the good feeling transmission, the high revs, but it has a lot of failures. It has a lot of shortcomings, great brakes, great chassis, great looking, great sound, great everything. But you're comparing it to like one of the most badass NA cars ever made. Let school me on this because I'm not really good on this, okay? What year did the Corvette come out? Let me look up the specs on a 2006? Is it a Z06? And let's look up specs. Okay? Let's look up specs. Let's look up what it put out for power. Let's look everything up, okay? Beautiful. Okay, so let's look at the specs of a C6 Z06 in 2006. Okay, in 2006, the base price for a C6 Z06 was 65,000 doll hairs. Front engine, rear wheel drive, two passenger door, 7 liter man shit, 505 horsepower, 470 pound. Feed of torque. Let's look at 2016 GT350 specs. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Ah, 350. Damn it. Yes. 5.2, 526, 429. Comparable, but 10 years too late. What is the weight? 2016 GT350 curb weight, 3,760 pounds, 2006 Z06 curb weight, 3,100. Guys, it's not even close. Saying there's a rivalry between a Z06 and a 350 is like saying there's a rivalry between a hammer and a nail. There is no rivalry. So the Z06 is king daddy NA car. Now, we want to start talking Viper. Now, it's not even fair. Okay, the Gen 5 Viper is the ultimate NA car. I'm sorry. I'm not stupid, okay? Let's take brand loyalty away, and we're talking American NA cars. King Daddy is Viper. Junior is the Z06, C6, and then the 350 and everything else is fine. The Z06 is badass and affordable, but the Viper is King Daddy for NA. I think a C5 FRC is the lightest. There is a rivalry between the C5 and the 350, not C6. Right, the C5, right, but the C6 is just a different level. Gen 5 Vipers, full bolt-on cams, make stupid power. Tell that to Gap God, a modified car, right? Let me guess, a modified car. I love how people don't listen to me. I love how people think, I say something, it goes in their ear, it mushes through their fucking Neanderthal brain, and they go, what about this guy who mods his car? I'm talking stock. Who keeps their car stock? Asshole, I am looking up specs as if the car is stock. And in stock form, there is no comparison. And let's say you put that kind of money into a C6 Z06 versus a 350. Put my money on the C6. I'm sorry. Who cares what he says? What do you say? What do you got? I love people that Gap God. Who the fuck is Gap God? Say IG Link, what the brochure, was that the brochure you wanted? I don't see any link. Nope, you didn't send any link anywhere. And if you sent the link and you're my requested, sorry, Poppy, I'm not going to click on anything from a requested fucking guy. Fuck all that. It's not just you. They don't listen to anyone, right? That's the thing. They don't listen. I said in stock form, right? The C6 destroyed the 350 10 years ago. A 10-year-old C6 is still better than a brand new GT350. Stop it. Viper Extreme, when man pedal and no money spared, is the goal. The 350 would be more comparable to the 5th Gen Z28. It had the Z06 drivetrain, but closer in weight. You know, what is wrong with people? They asked me a question. C6 Z06 or 350? What's wrong with people? Hey, Alex, messaged you on IG a while back, and I still haven't found who my car's tuned through. Should wait for the multi-tune setup y'all working on. Advise. I don't know what the question is, to be honest with you. What's the question, really? If you want to wait for the multi-tune, you can. I don't know who's tuning your car. I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. Irving gave me 200 Mexican pesos, which is one US dollar. Thank you, Irving. Appreciate that. What about the plaid? Oh, yeah. Well, Sean with the Murder Nova would have something different to say about that. Just heard some DSS 2000 horsepower axles from Beefcake. Can't wait to hit the drag strip this weekend and show everyone what lunch sauce can do. When people say that, I go, oh my God. Alex, you missed my pay from 4 years ago. I'm going to ask you a question just to argue. It's dumb. It's a dumb question. Anytime a vet is compared to a Mustang, that's a win for the Mustang. Yes, that is also correct. That is also correct. But that is the comparison. Camaro is not even in the conversation. Now, yes, some NA Camaros are rolling out real good. Yeah, so were some 60s Mustangs rolling out with 9,500 RPM small block Fords. We are not comparing apples to oranges here. But it is funny that the Mustang stopped being compared to the Camaro for a very long time. And it went right to Corvette. And I said, well, we win, right? I'm a Mustang guy. We win. The moment your rival becomes irrelevant, Trans Ams or Camaros, and you have to be compared to the next tier question, like a Corvette. When you have let's talk to the Corvette owners out there. Let's talk to the Corvette owners. Let's say you have a C6 Z06, maybe Procharged, right? And you're out there cruising and you're looking for races. Are you going to race a Camaro? You're going to go, why? That thing's a fucking waste of time. I'm probably going to smoke it. Are you going to race another Corvette that's probably owned by a guy that just came from grilling at his buddy's house with his New Balances on? You're looking for Mustangs. Don't lie to me. Do not lie to me, Corvette owner. You are looking for Mustangs. You are hunting for Mustangs. You are not looking for other Corvettes. You are not looking for Camaros. You are looking for Mustangs. Okay. So the main rival four Corvettes are Mustangs. Plain and simple. It's just how it is. Hellcats and Trackhawks are not even in the question when you have a boosted Mustang on E85. A boosted Mustang on E85 that makes 8,900. That's what they make. Sorry, guys. A Paxton with a 3.3, a Whipple with 14 PSI. Look, that's like the standard combo. You don't go to E85 and stay on 10 PSI. That's just stupid. So Mustang boosted on E85 is going to make 800. You think he's hunting Hellcats and Trackhawks? He's hunting Corvettes. So stop it with this Camaro stuff. There, but when we're talking stock cars and you're giving me a Z06 C6 or a 350, it's not even close. The Z06 is a better car. As a previous owner of a boosted C6Z, you ain't wrong. You go out there with your Corvette with your 6,400 RPM rev limiter and you're hunting for other Mustangs. Is it just me or NA short shift fourth when rolling into it from second gear E85 tune only? It must be just you. And what's short shift? Do you guys think if a car goes 7,500, 7,500, 7,500, 7,420, 7,500, you think that's a short shift? Challenger guys hunt for Mustangs. Yeah, 100%. Challenger guys race minivans. Challenger guys race anything they can. They race them. They race nobodies. So how do you like your chair? Local buddy has a C6. How do you like your chair? Local buddy has a C6Z, races every Gen 2, Gen 3 he can. He doesn't really mess with other cars. I don't know what the hell that means. I look for Corvettes because winning against Camaros isn't anything to brag about. Right. I beat a Camaro. Oh, you fucking picking on them. Oh, I beat a Hellcat. Yeah, they're big, heavy boats. Oh, I beat a C6Z Pro Charge. Oh, damn. Your car must be really fast. Headers E85 10-speed on a flex tune. That's your biggest mistake right there. Flex tune is transitional. So the fact that you're driving around on a flex tune already tells me you're on the wrong path. C6 LS3 auto cam intake headers he pulled after 145, as he should. Do boosted Coyotes do well against HCI C6Zs? I'd imagine at some point aerodynamics kicks in and the Mustang is like throwing a brick into the wind. I think heads, cam, and intake C6Zs make what, 600 something to the wheel, right? They make like 600 plus wheel. And on E85, I don't know many Mustangs. Like, look, there aren't many properly set up Corvettes out there. Have you guys noticed that? There aren't many properly set up Corvettes out there. There's a bunch of Corvettes out there with a cam and a loud exhaust, and that's it. But I'm talking about a guy that has a super vetted combo, E85, built trans, good clutch, axles. I don't know how that works with the Corvettes. I'm not sure, but badass. But Kong was the only guy that I remember hearing about. Greg Kiyosan, who owns Kong Racing and Kong, the porting company, makes the blowers for the Corvettes. He's the only guy that I ever saw had a properly set up Corvette. Most guys have a cam that chops and a Magnaflow exhaust with headers, and that's it. So if I met a guy that had a properly set up C6Z, heads, cam, intake, like NA makes 600 plus. Like, guys, who here can tell me what is the highest NA horsepower, stock bottom end? I'm talking cam, heads, intake, Corvette on E85 that you know of. I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I'd love to find out because that car is a badass car, and I'm not stupid, and I'm going to sit there and say that car sucks. A C6Z is nasty. Most of them are stock and can hang, right? Correct. The LS7 can make 600 plus easy. If you see this, look at the Linear Felter Eliminator LS7, highly built LS7. I tried emailing some photos of the 96 Ford Motorsport catalog with the Cobra R ads you were looking for. Hopefully they went through. Let me see. YDBTForLife@gmail.com. If you didn't go to YDBTForLife@gmail.com, I probably didn't get it. Let me see. Nope, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing in spam. Nothing in anything. Nope, you did not send it to me, so you're a liar. Got a buddy that got a ProCharge 1,000 horse C7Z. I don't care. We're talking C6s, and this guy starts talking. This Admiral, stay on point. Once I get a decent daily driver, either a 350 or M2, I plan on doing a 9-liter V10 swap on my Viper. Boy, someone's got money. Good for over 700. Rami's eye down in the house. Rami's got a ZR1. Rami is a Mustang guy. He got a ZR1 and fucked up a Plaid in Puerto Rico. So legit. The only car I really get scared to race is a C601. Correct. That car is just super badass. Alice, I'm thinking about selling my 17 GT that is Pro Charge on the 85 for a Pro Charge C6 on the 85. What's your thoughts? Is it a C6Z? I wouldn't get just any C6. I'm going to be honest with you. The Corvette, in my opinion, doesn't really matter unless it's a Z or a ZR1. Now, you're talking to a guy who doesn't know shit about Chevy, doesn't know shit about anything. But if I'm going to get into a Corvette, I am not going to get into a base Corvette that has mods in it. I'm going to get into something that has a, I don't know, the Z and the ZR1 to me are the only ones I'd ever sell my Mustang for. I had a C6Z HCI with a Pax and made 755 on 6 PSI on the 85. God damn. Hey, Alex, would you recommend still to get 410s with a T56? Absolutely. I have a Sentry and I'm not sure what to go with. I currently have 55s. I do 410s. Absolutely. Fran at RPM has put up plenty of 650 stock bottom end C6Zs. RPM has some nasty C6Zs. There you go. You've shit on me multiple times, but you've helped me make a decision. Exactly, Tyler. I'm not here to try to like be your bro and sugarcoat shit. I try to give you what I would do. Like, look, I have probably some people's favorite build. And I don't realize that sometime that my 19 GT with a Vortec making 720 on a pretty dailyable setup is like some people's dream builds, right? So if I'm going to sell a car of that caliber, I'm not going to go over to a base C6 Corvette. I'm going to go over to a HCI head cam intake E85 C6Z that idles well, doesn't almost stumble every time, meaning the tuning has to be on point. I don't mind tuning it. I don't mind tuning it. Can't be that hard. I'm sorry. If you've tuned Coyotes and you look at a C, you'd have to obviously start from scratch and know what you're doing or get help. But at the end of the day, I can't imagine tuning a C6 Z06 with a head cam and intake is all that difficult. No offense. Compared to the Coyote. Your GT500 is nutty. Yeah, I mean, the GT500 is not even my favorite build. It's just a car that was built by Power by the Hour. And I know the quality of the build that car was put through. You know, like it was an insanely high quality build. And I said, I got to have it because it's not built cheaply. All the good shit went in that car. One of my favorites, to be honest. It's just a C6 with a ZR1 front end conversion and a built 14. Brother, I love you. I'm going to want a Z. I would love to get an SI50, but I'm a broke bitch. Look, I'm a broke bitch too. If you're getting a C6Z 08 and after, much more refined spring, steering rack suspension, very good. Thanks for letting me know. Viper swap S2000, that's dumb. Come administer my inspection in Michigan, Fed boys. Okay. Fucking way late. Probably going to get flamed, but apart from the drag racing, the ZL1 1LE, it's one of the fastest Nürburgring from America. Supercar territory, video is badass. Yeah, I just don't care. Alex, are those TU shirts still available? Yes, if you go to Vinyl Freaks and Company. Again, I don't make a dime on Vinyl Freaks and Company. So if you go to Vinyl Freaks and Company, I still think they have the collections page. I still think you can order a Tolteen University shirt from their collections page. Get a 2012 Z06. Is that even a thing? Z06. I just want to make sure I don't, because you guys might be saying some dumb shit. It doesn't even exist. Yeah, look at that. 2012 Z06. How much do they go for? Let me see. Let's look for a sale. Let's look at 2012 Z06s for sale. Car Gurus. Here we go. Let's share the page. Let's go shopping, boys. Fuck it. Let me see. Someone paid money. Paying you back for the EO. Okay. Paying you back for the cock. Someone said, let me see where, let me get some of the paid questions out of the way. Cause you guys will get super salty. Someone said paying you back for the cock. Where is it? I thought that was pretty funny. Let's say here, what's the max PSI you've seen with the 2650? The max I've seen on my 2300 is 17 PSI. Just curious, 24, 25, something like that. The most boost I've seen out of a 2650. And someone said something about paying me back for the cock, but I couldn't get to his comment right away. No, Jonathan Williams. Nope. Oh, here we go. The Chech says paying you back for the cock. I bought him a cock. So let's go shopping. Let's go share screen. Let's go to Z06. You're going to make me buy a Z06. You guys would hate me if I bought a Z06. Is this it? Yeah. Share. Okay, let's go. So 48,490 Stingray. Get the fuck out of here. ZR1. Look, a ZR1, 2010 ZR1, 79,490. Look, I can't find a Z06. I'm looking for a Z06. Does it even exist? Nope. Boy, that sucks. Come on, I want a Z06. Let me see. Yeah, it says Z06. Why would it say 1LZ? That's weird. No, does it, man, what the hell? I guess there's not many for sale. Does it even exist? Like, that's what I mean. Like, does it even exist? Okay, fuck it. Don't care. I'm done. So I don't care. Melissa, find me a black Z6. Okay, thanks. A black C6Z with weld S71 beadlocks and S71 fronts, like 18 inch. It's a bad motherfucker. Put nationwide. Oh my God. Okay, 12 Z06. I'm going to be here all day for a sale. Car Gurus. I want a fucking nationwide. Getting up against some piece of shit Pennsylvania car. Fuck that. Let me see. Corvette 427 Z06. There you go. Z06 coupe rear wheel drive. Dude, it doesn't let me click it. I'm going to fucking lose my mind. Radius. Let's do nationwide. We're shopping for cars. Fuck it. See, price. Get the fuck out of here with your bullshit. 45 mileage. Yeah, under 75 would be nice. Let's do year. So I'm going to go, let's say 09 to 12. And we're going to go, let's see. No Z06. LT1, Stingray, Z06. Here we go. I don't care what 1LZ. I don't give a fuck. What's 3LZ? How about just Z06? Oh, there's none available. Wow, there's none available. Let's see. Awesome. I'm done. Fuck Car Gurus. Car Gurus can suck my dick. Okay, forget this. I'll take care of him later, JD Swag. Better up that max price. Fuck no. That's what it's worth to me. I am not going to pay $50,000 for, because I want a bone stock one. I don't want something that's been ass raped. If I want to buy something that's been ass raped, I'll just look on Facebook. I think there's a Z06 right now for sale on Facebook that is blue. Beautiful car, but I think it's been through it. I think it has a rebuilt title, and the guy's asking nutty money for it. I'm like, no, I'm going to pass on that bullshit. Don't care. Alex is going to be the proud owner of Z06 and a fresh pair of New Balances before. You can make fun of the New Balances. New Balances and Z06s don't make sense. Sorry. New Balances and Z06s don't make sense. Grand Sport, yes. Base, yes. Z06s, not really. I think all C6s have been ass raped at this point. I agree. That's why I'm not a big fan. Exactly. A 10 plus year old C6Z in the 40s range, right? I am not going to pay above that. Fuck that. What top mount would you recommend for a 17 Gen 2? Why does it have to be a top mount? Why don't you just get a blower? Alex, but I want to tell. Are you saying blower or are you saying turbo? You know what I mean? Because top mount has a 1500 different ways of describing a like an On3 top mount, Aldo top mount, Hellion. You know, you got to let me know what you're talking about. Hell, that would be another 90K for a C6 ZR1. Rebuild the title Z06 means comes with a truck motor. That's my fear because I don't know anything about those cars. And my fear is I go out there, buy something out of my comfort zone, and I end up with a truck motor Z06. And honestly, I don't trust anybody. I'd almost have to buy it from someone I know. Like if Greg sold his car, okay, I'll look into that. But he's obviously not going to sell that car ever. New Balances are comfortable. Y'all chill. Mean Coach wants some bitch. The Grand Sports are bringing the same money these days. Why? Buy a C6Z, heads rebuilt, so you don't have to fuck with that sodium valve bill shit. What blower would you recommend? LOL, no Sentry stuff. Oh, thank you. Much better. As always, Edelbrock was in the Fairmont. It went 870 with a 3.0 upper. The Fairmont went 870 at 151 with a 3.0 upper pulley unported. Okay. So take that in a 3,500 pound car. My rear feed Gen 3 went 9.1 at 153 at 3,900 pounds in this car, in the S550. I've driven many Whipple blower cars. I'm going to be honest with you. To me, the rotor pack, the power delivery of Whipple is lazy down low. Like the only time it's not lazy down low, when it's pulleyed to death, like when it is pulleyed to death. Okay, anything pulley to death is going to be snappy. But on moderate boost, 10 PSI or something like that, like a pump gas friendly setup, I'm telling you, the Whipple stuff is just lazy to me down low. Now, they make more up top. They all make more up top than most TVSs. But most of you guys don't ring out your Coyote, your daily driven Coyotes, around town to 7,500 RPMs. Most of you live in the, if you were to take a histogram as to where the car lives RPM wise, you're between 2 and 5 all the time. And the TVS absolutely destroys and outshines the torque feel. 2.3. The 2.6, the problem with the 2.6 blower, like VMP's 2.6 and even Edelbrock's 2.6 is at low boost, it doesn't nearly hit hard down low like a 2.3 does. But for whatever reason, the Edelbrock blower really did feel snappy down low. So it all depends on how you want your power delivered, right? If you want a little bit of a lazy down low and good up top, the Whipple. If you want, you know, tire shredding torque feel, the 2.3 or a Edelbrock 2.6. That's the best way I could describe it. The C6Z with the Z07 package is the holy grail because it's got carbon brakes and other carbon trim bits. Yeah, but what's that cost? And again, someone find me that car for sale under $60,000 in the US. Probably not. Yeah, Milton Perez, your car sees at 7,500 every day, right? Every day. Every single day, your car sees 8,000 RPMs every day. Fucking liar. You fucking liar. You get up and go to the gym. You go, whoa, 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 ooh, ooh, ooh. Park it. Fucking liar. How much horsepower do you think a Gen 3 can take from a stock fuel system on JMS booster pump? Well, if you have a dense fuel, right before the stock fuel rail becomes a restriction, I think probably close to 800, like I'm doing. I have a stock fuel rail. I have a stock pump. I have a booster pump. If I pull it down to it, I think my head unit is leaking or something because there is no belt slip on my car. Zero. I have fucking verified that belt is on tight as fuck. Zero belt slip. And a 3.4 pulley is only generating about 12 PSI. So something's up. So I think the head unit, I don't know, has an internal, who the hell knows, but something's up for sure. 5K starting, right? How does Lund change a tune for nitrous? How does a nitrous tune compare to an NA tune for daily sport driving? Okay, because obviously you didn't grow up with carburetors. So timing is lowered, right? We set a lower cap. So let's say your naturally aspirated tune is capped at 29 degrees. Well, the nitrous tune is capped at 22 or 21 degrees. If we run your NA tune at 0.85 lambda at wide open throttle, we set it down to 0.82, 0.81 lambda at wide open throttle. That's the best way. And I'm not going to explain that. That should be enough. Why? People shying away from valve problems. There's more options with the GS-Z06. I'm done. 420 viewers and only 249 likes. SK Performance Chef, that is right there. The biggest issue YouTube channels like this one has. People want free and they give you mostly nothing in return. Like there are probably 100 loyal of you that like the moment you get on, you hit like, you share it even, you even donate. You guys are awesome and I love you guys. But the other 300 plus people, they just put me on and walk away. And then they wonder, how come Alex doesn't do any shows anymore? How come Alex stopped doing shows? How come Alex went from 5 shows to 3 shows to 2 shows? Now he's gone. It's really simple, guys. If YouTube does not see an algorithm of high likes every show I put out, let's say 400 concurrent viewers, and I don't have at least 300 likes, then algorithmically, YouTube throttles back sharing the live stream, sharing the channel. This channel is highly dependent on organic growth. And all I ask is for likes. I stopped asking for likes a long time ago. One day I just might not make as many shows. And people are going to go, hey, Alex, we love the show. We want more. We want more videos. We want more videos on the white car. We want more videos on the GT500. We want more videos. We want more live streams. We want more. Y'all don't click the like button. There is no reason for me to do shows. It's that simple. It's that simple. Become a member or buy a Camaro. It's your choice. Always get a like and usually a couple of comments from me. Love the content. Thank you. Look, I stopped asking for likes because nobody was listening. So I said, well, one time, all that has to happen is one day I disappear from YouTube and I just go back to a regular job. And you guys are going to go, oh, man, remember Alex's show? It was awesome. We did everything we could. No, you didn't. Donating because Turuviate never donated once. Right. Turuviate got a ton of play. His shit liked, shared. And not once did he probably even click the like button. Thank you, Fidel. Get those likes up. I need some beadlock wheels that are in stock. Talk to Beefcake. He got me beadlock S71s in 2 days. If you've been on here for 3 months and still ain't paying member, then what is the matter with you? I think the cheapest package is a $5 package, right? That's a $5 package. And what does that do for me? Even if you like or don't like, it allows for channel growth. Like, the computer, the camera, the cars, the motivation to make videos wouldn't really be there if the income wasn't coming in. Because even though you guys think it's easy, I do 5 shows a week here, 2 videos at least. And then I have a second channel the second channel in terms of growth, the dating channel. If you were to graph it side by side as to how old it is versus how much growth, it's like 500% above this channel. Because we're talking about dating and people like that show. And this is car stuff and people just go, he's just a douchebag. I watch him just to entertain myself. You don't like the channel. It might go away. Real simple. Alex, did you see the C8's ECU supposedly got cracked? Yes. Supposedly, Nick Santarpia, there you go. He put up a story that I saw because that's the only way I saw it. And the company is called Trifecta, but I don't know anything about the company, so I don't want to give them too much shine because what if they're terrible, right? I don't know. They're probably great people, but I hesitate to shout out any company I'm not familiar with because I don't know if they're any good or not. A lot of you guys think that all Mustang tuners are awesome. Meanwhile, 50% of the tuners on that you guys think are legit, steel tunes. You ever notice how certain tuners are really late to the game with things that should be like pretty new? Like if you're a legit tuner in the Mustang world and you don't have the latest and greatest, or you're not innovating like Junior is, because let's be honest, Junior is out there putting shit out there, brand new stuff, like often. That tells you everything. So you always wonder, how come Alex doesn't shout this shop out? How come Alex has beef with that shop? Blah, 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 blah. It's real simple. A lot of them are cuck ass fucks. But now this new a new company goes out there and cracks a computer. There's nothing. I'm not going to shout them out. I'm just going to say, hey, they did it. But I don't know much about them. Little love for all the info you give us. Thank you, sir. Stock as fuck says, gave me a $5 super sticker. Thank you. JD Swag put up the join thing. I love that. Appreciate that very much. Alex, can I get a review on the, and then he stopped, that dating channel. Yeah, that dating channel is by far destroying in terms of growth this channel. Not even Torque Storm. The Torque Storm. Kanye Sada gave me $5. Thank you very much. And Joey G gave me 70 Canadian dollars. Man, I really appreciate that. Hey, Big Block became a new member. Thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Fuck, I'm late. Thick Filet. If the History Channel or Vice could do a series on the dirty truth of aftermarket car companies, I would watch it. Some Mopar tuners here in Cali claiming to run the Whipple 10R80 game sus. Look, the Whipple tune is cracked. You can draw the Whipple tune from Whipple. Let's say you buy a car with a Whipple. and you put a tune. That tune is done by Ed Badillo, a guy that has access to Ford Billy Badass stuff in the software, in the background, in the everything. For motivation, thank you. I like every time and donate to both channels. Thank you very much. Thanks for the super sticker. It says Bumble Swipes is an absolute staple of that dating channel. Right. So let me ask you guys a question. When a West Coast tuner, tuning companies, tune with a Whipple tune, do they put a brass IAT sensor in it? Or do they tune IAT like Whipple does based off of the IMRC stuff? Like the IMRCs are not used because there's a blower there. So do those guys put a brass IAT in the thing, or do they use the Whipple tune that they draw out? And the Whipple tune has IAT protection via the IMRC. So there's an easy way of knowing, in my opinion. Now, I could be different. It could be that they use the brass IAT. But if they don't, Your thoughts on the side bitch? It was a great move. Wait till I do the torque storm on you, honey. It takes Whipple 82 weeks to build a file. What's the name of the dating channel? That dating channel. The Bumble Swipes freestyles helped me through the rough times. Trifecta used to be a big name tuner for my ATSV, and they're trash, says Caddy V. I didn't say that. Caddy V did. Julia Harris, a cute girl with glasses, says, I'm going to support Alex and become a member. It sounds like I'm begging now. That's what I didn't want, because I hate to even mention it, because then you guys will do it out of pity, and I don't want pity. Well, Alex, mobile tune car builds in 2045. That dating channel is the other channel, right? Matt says, I'm sorry, but at this point, I would go turbo if I was going to try badass shit rather than switching from a 2300 to a 2650. With ceramic bearings, porting, and a 255 pulley, the 2300 is fun as hell. Correct. Like, people ask me, hey, Alex, what would you do if you wanted more boost out of your Vortec? Well, I'm not going to get the V30, No, I'm going to get a turbo. I'm done. I've done all the superchargers on the planet. TVS, I got a Whipple in my GT500. Look, if I could do twin turbos in my GT500, oh my God. But that'll kind of take away of the GT500 feel and allure, and I understand that. But on the white car, I'd absolutely go turbo on that thing. Alex, stop begging, right? Cali seems like another world. Alex, on the stand, what power rider are you running? The Torque Storm. Fernando, brother, support Alex and become a side chick. Kidding. Hey, you never know. O'Reilly's is too far for me, so I opt for Arizona AutoZone. What's the name of that dating channel? Right. Hey, what's the name of that dating channel? The dating channel. Long lost brothers, Joshua. Sending love because I always miss your lives. Thank you, Anthony Capello. Still regretting not going with the fluid kit when I had a chance. Guys, the fluid kit was one of the more badass kits ever built. You know, the marketing went to shit. And again, nothing that went wrong with the fluid kit happened because of anyone named Lund. Nothing that happened with the fluid kit going south had anything to do with anyone named Lund. Angelito became a YouTube member. Thank you very much. I hit the like button. I didn't think I'd see someone else with our last name. Says new. That's like 1,000 Nunos. What turbo kit would you run? Is the question, though, for the white SI50. See, the thing is, I want a single, but I don't want an on-3. BL Fab does not hook up to the stock exhaust unless you buy like a $3,000 pipe. So I don't know. It'd probably be something custom, but I don't want to make shit. I'd rather a kit that's nice, complete, single, right in front, so everything's pretty easily accessible. I don't want any undermount shit. I don't want to have to jack up the car to fuck with turbo lines. I want to have everything kind of accessible. But the BL Fab stuff doesn't hook up to the stock exhaust. Sorry, I want exhaust out the back. And the on-3 stuff is on-3 stuff. I don't want to make my car instantly cheaper with on-3 stuff. Alex, the only YouTuber I subscribe to with paid membership. Thank you, sir. I'm subscribed to Mexico Racing League because I pay a nut. Demonology. I'm subscribed to Demonology because he supports my shit. You know, badass.
So who ruined the Fluid Turbo Company? Oh, that's a story for another day. Hey, Alex, if I drive to work, would you race my 340i? Both make same horsepower. Love the channel. If you come across each other, sure, but I don't drive to work. I get up, I walk 8 steps, and I work here. Dig deep those pockets for that BL Fab, right? I'm not a fan of spending big money for something that that doesn't tie to the stock exhaust, unless it's big money. Nice like ratio. We did. Sam Pivo probably complained about the price. Checking in. Going to watch the replay later. JD Swag says, Alex, you also told once that someone screwed Jake on his turbo kit too. No. What is it, the same person, a group of persons? No. No, Jake's turbo kit on the truck, he did the math and he said it's not worth supporting because there's on three kits for trucks that make power and they're cheap. Aldo has kits. Bunch of companies have kits, and he's like, for me to be profitable, it's not worth it. So he's not going to do it. He didn't get fucked on that. Your white car versus my 340i. Right. But I don't know where you're at. I don't come across you. Alex, have you tuned Kraftwerk Supercharger? If so, how was it? Thanks for the content. Like, no, I don't know who that is. On3 is peasant kit. I know it's peasant kit, but guess what? Everyone has it. And they only own their car for 2 years, then they sell it. And then the 17-year-old that bought it has to deal with it. Alex, did your dyno have a boost reference or graphing? That would be very verified belt slip. I don't have to verify belt slip for boost. I'm looking at MAF frequency and air load, and they don't dip during the pull. They all go up. So it's just not seeing proper boost. And it could be that the seals inside the supercharger are leaking because I do see a small oil residue behind the impeller. And I'm like, I think the seals are leaking on this thing. Miss my super chat. Here we go. Here we go. Here we fucking go. He knows how to solve cure cancer. He knows which Bitcoin to buy. So I'm gonna see. I don't see it anywhere. See, you're lying. You're lying. You're lying. You are a fucking liar. Liar. No, I don't see no super chats under your name. So you're a liar. I would guess another tuner that used to work for Lund. Well, you know, hey, look at that. Can I mess with my cam timing to make my 5.0 sound like a cammed LS? No, not exactly like a cammed LS. They have a very distinctive overlap, distinctive setup that is very recognizable, but you can't mimic that. You can get close, but it's pretty difficult to keep it running. Coyote swap it, slow ass. Okay, 21 GT base can get 10K to get me 700 rural horsepower. Sure, absolutely. A Paxton can do that, dude. What should I do to my 2-valve Mustang? He said Coyote swap it. He's right. Coming in late today. I'll rewatch. Thank you, Alex. You got it, Jovic. Alex, you missed my super chat from 2 years ago. Too wasted, says. I'm impressed as peasant tried to appear rich. Any guys think a chupa charger is the same thing as a supercharger? Yeah, look. I don't think I'd go with another Vortec head unit. If I send this one off to get fixed, that's probably what I'll do. After I race Jake, I'll probably send this head unit off and be NA for a little bit to get fixed because something's up with it. And I don't know what's up with it, but something's up because something's not jiving. You know what I mean? And if I can upgrade it, great. But honestly, if we fix it and I'll pay the rebuild cost, put it back on the car for a little bit, then I'll probably just sell the kit. And then I'll start looking for something else on the car. I am an NA peasant. Chupa charger. I'm late, but I'll rewatch. Of course, chupa sounds like fupa. Gross. If you're Mustang has the letter V before the number 2, 3, or 4. Sell it and get the 5. Chupa charger with a trompeta intake. Right. See, now you guys are getting close to getting the cookie. So, guys, we're going to spend the next 12 minutes. Whoever makes the funniest comment can get some cookies. So we'll do that. We'll pause for – not pause, but we'll end the show on a high note, read some funny comments or – I'll go through the comments that are kind of funny and we'll see who wins the cookies. Now, if you've already won cookies, try to refrain. I'm trying to give the cookies out to people that don't have it yet so that they can at least try them and go, holy shit, these are great. They can spread the gospel. And then, you know, Oh My God cookies can keep chugging along and growing. I want their business to grow. I know it's going to be a pain in the butt to grow, but I think they're having fun making cookies. It's manageable. It's extra money. So it's a nice little monthly nut for them to count on. Thank you for finishing my fuel system E85 tune today for my boosted Gen 3. I'm still on the 3.6 pulley until I decide between a 3.3 and a 3.4. Caltrex's sponsor, Turvy. I would try for the cookies, but I'm not funny, just fat. That's pretty good. Probably has a leak, just like my JTB V7. You know what? It has to be. The blower was making great power on a 3.3 pulley, and no matter what I do now, it doesn't generate the boost that it used to with no belt slip. So it probably has an internal leak. I'll probably race Jake, get beat probably, send it off. I'll talk to Beefcake about getting it sent off and getting it rebuilt and maybe put it back on, drive it for a month or two, and then sell it. My boyfriend used a firm to fund his supercharger on his Coyote swap. Last question. Is a 3,800 stall too high for the Edelbrock? A 3C, which is kind of does like a 3,200 RPM, I think is pretty aggressive. So 3,800 seems to be a little on the high side. When are you going to race Gravity from Valley Racing? Why would I race him? I'm not going to go to Cali. I did it all for the cookie. Mustang is fast. Sancho said my rear end was leaking. Started hooking up with a religious chick. We were role-playing Cain and Abel, but now she's not moving. What do I do? Boy, you got way fancy with your comment. Get a C6Z and Coyote swap it. Lunt cam, ghost cam, and tune for it. High stall, good for Sentry. I got the Gen 1 Coyote in my bolt-on auto 2 valve. Did I win the cookies? Your chupacharger sounds like nalgas wangas. Hopefully they can fix it. Very good. Did ESS make the pulley? Probably. Tristan says, buddy of mine took his F-250 diesel in for a recall. They noticed it had an Australian emissions when they switched the tune back over to an American tune going from 40 miles per gallon to 19 miles per gallon with less power. U-Haul Racing became a member. You want to hear something funny? I have 40K in my Subaru STI motor. Oh, my Lord. Are you serious? You have $40,000 into a STI motor? Should I procharge or supercharge my Mustang? Who's getting the cookies today? Dad, I'm hungry. My Honda is fast. Is that a typical problem with Vortex head units? Now, I don't know. Beefcake is probably going to say they're fine because he sells Vortex. And he says they've never had issues, but, you know, what are you going to do? What's up, Tony? What's up? I'm trying to find out who's going to get the cookies, and no one's making me laugh. Everyone's just kind of hanging out and not really making funny comments. So you're going to have to pick who wins the cookies. He doesn't care. Just give me diabetes. My Honda, Dad, I'm hungry. Any guys don't drive a stick because they think the stick is a bitch or they're right. Insert funny comment here. Bet Turvy wants some cookies. Oh yeah, I laughed. Those cookies are mine. So being fat is not a good car mod. Nope, absolutely. Tony trying to pick himself. Chupa charger means FKA sucks dick. That's a top runner right there. Melissa bakes cookies, but we can all see she's got that cake. You're not wrong. I met her in person. You are not wrong. Want to hear some funny? 3-valve owners think they are fast. Boston Terrier, where have you been? You're asking if my dog is a Boston Terrier? Yeah, my dog is a Boston Terrier. If my dumbass asks another what's better question, can I get the cookies? What's the rebuild price on the head unit? Probably like $1,100 or something like that. Your supercharger must be a girl since it stopped blowing after only a couple of months. There we go. There we go. Angelito, you win. See? It was very good. Your supercharger must be a girl since it stopped blowing only after a couple of months. So Melissa and Mr. EPA, do me a favor. Get Mr. Angelito, who is a member. Get him some cookies. You have your choice of 3 cookies. I highly suggest the Double D, the YDBT cookie, and the Butterfinger one. And I think you're going to have a great time. Great job. That was very good. So absolutely. You can't. It's kind of hard to beat that one. He really thought it through. Good job. Good job. Good job. See? Very creative. And he is Hispanic. So, I mean, there goes that. People thinking that we're all dumb. We're smart. We're not dumb. Like everybody says, that's another sound clip I should put on my board. Haha, it's true. Going for 800 plus wheel horsepower. The Butterfinger cookie is fucking awesome. And well done, says Zimbabwe champion. Where do you find the cookies? Okay, let's give them a nice long plug here. DonMyGodCookies.com. They're probably the longest continuous sponsor of the show. They reached out to me a while ago. They said, Alex, we got a cookie company. It's a couple, married couple, and all they do is just kill it with badass cookies. They have a killer selection. They got the chocolate sea salt, nothing better. Butterfinger Bang. Guys, get you the Butterfinger Bang, guys. It is phenomenal. They did such a good job with that cookie. The Double D, another cookie with an Almond Joy on top. Badass cookie. And I can't not mention my cookie. Where's my cookie right here? The YDBT cookie is just dumb, full of everything in it. So yeah, Domai Got Cookies, domaigotcookies.com, domaigotcookies_LLC. Guys, go out there, support them. It's a couple of guys, got a woman, husband and wife, got two kids. They have full-time jobs. They cook in their home kitchen. It's not an outsourced situation. They bake them fresh. They literally put them in the mail like one day after they bake them. So please support them. Make their business grow, man. There are a few people in this world that put out a quality product that they give a shit about and consistent. I've ordered no less than 12 or 13 or more YDBT cookies. And every single time I bite into that motherfucker, it's the same consistent mix. They have everything down pat. They give a fuck. They put little notes in the packages for the people that are return customers or just new customers. Those people are super legit. So I really would hope that you guys would give them your business. If you support me, support them. They're great, great people. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I really appreciate everyone that commented, everyone that donated, everyone that became new members. Really appreciate that. That keeps me motivated. That's why I do 5 shows a week. Tomorrow, I am off. I did upload a new video. If you guys noticed on my channel, I uploaded just a clip of me being grilled by the EPA lawyer as if I was being grilled by the EPA lawyer. And a good example as to why I can never testify on the behalf of the motorsports community, because I would be absolutely roasted based on my previous stuff that I have on YouTube. I'm going to do that because the TikTok guy did a really good job of promoting the show. But I think I just want to make my shows have the funny clips go up for like Joe Rogan does, similar to Joe Rogan with the Joe Rogan clips. I'm going to make a clips playlist of funny moments of each live stream. I'll put them in there like a 1.5 or 2 minute clip, so you guys can maybe catch up on some of the funny stuff that you didn't realize happened on the show. So I'll try to do that 2 or 3 times a week. It's just more work for me, but you guys are doing really good as to donating, as to growing the channel. So might as well provide you more content when I can. Jake and I are going to meet Thursday. We're going to get his truck dialed in so that there is no excuse. And then we'll try to make the race happen this weekend because it is a long weekend. And I'm hoping we can get the race done. And we'll see if the blower keeps up during the race. And then we'll see what the outcome is at about 12 PSI. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Thank you again for joining me for another Talking Shit. An hour and a half. We talked a lot of Dodge stuff. We talked Ford stuff. We talked a little bit of everything. And we gave away cookies. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another YDBT Daily. Tomorrow, live, 8 o'clock, That Dating Channel. We're going to talk some stuff on That Dating Channel. If you are not a member of The Dating Channel or a subscriber, get on over there. Watch 2 years worth of content, okay? It's pretty good. Bumble swipes are a staple of that show, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. It's basically talking shit about dating, women in general. It's a good time. All right, guys, I'm out of here. See you guys tomorrow on The Dating Channel. The rest of you, Thursday. Bye.